the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Damon Runyon is acknowledged as one of the great writers to come out of 20th century America. Runyon's short stories are almost always told in the first person by a narrator who is never named and whose role is unclear. He knows many gangsters and has no job that can be gleaned from his musings, nor does he admit to any criminal involvement. He is a bystander, an observer, an average street corner Joe. Runyon described himself as being known to one and all as a guy who is just around. That line seems to say a lot about Runyon and his life. It was like you were with him on some street corner hustle or some shady dive, and he was filling you in on all the angles, all the gossip, all of life. He was who so many people wanted to be with, or so many people wanted to be. Of course, the cliche about newspaper men and writers is that they are heavy drinkers, chain smokers, gamblers, and obsessively chase women with a sideline in the gathering of stories and facts, and actually getting something written just before the deadline hits. That seems like Damon Runyon and his life summed up in one sentence. His stories became legendary ways of looking that bit differently at America, of soaking up the atmosphere of a glamorous and rip-roaring age and distilling it into black and white type, or in our case, the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Here's our first story.
The Damon Runyon Theatre. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, Dancing Dan's Christmas. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. The time this story takes place is Christmas. The time when everybody is saying things about peace on earth, goodwill to men. Now, that is a sentiment with which I go along 300%. And I wish that everyone will take it to heart. However, there are certain citizens who never hear of peace. And goodwill is nice, but not absolutely necessary. And how it happens that I almost spend my last Christmas with no will at all is quite a story, which I will tell you about in a minute.
And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Dancing Dan's Christmas.
It is just 2 days before Christmas that I am sitting in Mindy's, enjoying some cheesecake and coffee. My enjoyment is not long-lasting, because no sooner is the first bite in my mouth than I am joined by a character named Shotgun Sam, so-called for reasons that are plain. He sidles up, eyes me for a couple of seconds, then sits down. The cheesecake has no more flavor and gets even less tasty, as Shotgun says as follows.
Broadway, how are you?
First rate. How are you, Shotgun?
Tired, very tired. Is the cheesecake good?
I just take my first bite.
Oh. I don't see Dancing Dan any place around, do you?
I am not looking for it.
I am.
Oh?
He's as hard to find as warmth in the bookie's heart.
It seems to me that the places to be looking for Dancing Dan would be the nightclubs. He likes to dance.
Mm-hmm. And that is just why I'm looking for him. Because he's such a slick dancer.
You wish to take lessons?
I do not. I wish to give Dancing Dan one. And one he will not forget.
I tell you, I do not see him any place.
I believe you.
Thanks.
Broadway, I do not like the job I gotta do.
Which is?
It seems that Dancing Dan dances too much here lately with the wrong doll.
Muriel O'Neill?
The same. You know about it, then?
Well, there is a rumor that Heini Schmitz likes her.
Said rumor is absolutely true. And because it is, Heini wishes Dancing Dan to know it.
Look, Shotgun, what harm is there in dancing with Muriel O'Neill?
None. Except that Dancing Dan does it more than once.